Coach, let's talk about tonight's matchup a little bit, as you're going to take on a team that you've never faced before. Bixby, Oklahoma, long ways down there, about an eight-hour drive, and down there around the Tulsa area. This is going to be fun to take on a team that you've never seen, but here's a team that plays a lot of talented teams down there around the Tulsa area and in Oklahoma.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got a team coming in that, you know, nobody really knows, and it's an unfamiliar foe, and what a way to open up tonight at a new stadium and a new facility, and hopefully we can make this a new beginning as well for us and get off to a good start this year rather than the way we have the last 2 years.
That's exactly right. The last 2 years, you faced Scott City to open up the season, losing to them two times, and once just by 2 points, and then last year a 30-3 score in that loss with Scott City up there on the road. But this team, with a new coach in his third year as well, but has also been with one of those more successful teams down there in Jinx, Oklahoma, was there as an assistant for 10 years, so understands what the complexities are of getting a program ready to be at the winning level. Lauren Montgomery is their guy, and talk about this team just a little bit of what you know. You probably have seen some film.
Yeah, we've watched a little bit of film from last year. We exchanged film late in May, the last two games that we played. So, you know, we've got a little bit of an idea what they do. Of course, the personnel will change just like it will for us. But for the most part, we're able to kind of get a grip on some of the things that they like to do, which is very similar to what we do. And therefore, it's been a good camp for us in preparation because we've not had to make a lot of changes as far as trying to teach kids how to run another team's offense at our defense. So I think it's been a little more smooth transition into game week than it has been the last couple years. But you know, really the biggest thing I think is just that it is year three and the kids are really understanding what we want, and they're excited to be out here and they're excited to get this season rolling.
Well, everybody is, and obviously the brand-new facility that, you know, at first was not anticipated that we're going to be here, and of course then with the flurry of work that happened over the summertime to get it ready, and now here we are in the grand facility that it is. You talked about your 3 weeks in camp and preparing for this season. How has that been in trying to select some new personnel and some slots there as well? And did not being able to play the scrimmage hurt you in any way?
You know, competition at all places where we lost some kids from a year ago has been really competitive, and have really gone, you know, deep into camp here and waiting to see who is going to be the guy who starts. But I think the biggest thing is that we know we have kids that we can spell kids with. Our depth is a little bit better this year. And so, therefore, if kids get a little winded or something, we, you know, the next guy in, there's not a big drop-off for. So, you know, we're excited about that opportunity, and, you know, hopefully we can get that done, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting out there tonight and kind of showing what goes on. You never know how much last week is going to hurt us. You know, you would have liked to have been out there, being that it is a new facility, and though we go out there and practice every single day, you just wonder if, you know, you'd like to go out there and just get the nuances. We'd sure like to get our timing down of walking from the locker room down to the field and just getting that. I mean, those are the things probably more that it'd have been nice to do, because we're going to be kind of winging it here tonight. I hope we get to the field on time.
Well, exactly. Well, Coach, you know, it certainly is exciting to see a brand-new season. Have there been any changes to your staff?
Well, I have had some changes. I've moved some of my freshman coaches up from a year ago. Matt Beyer has moved up from being the head freshman coach to being the running back coach. Alex Riemann was a freshman coach last year, has moved up to take the spot for J.C. Holloway at wide receivers. And I've also moved up Eric Bass as well, who's helping out with tight ends and assisting with the defensive line as well. So move those three guys up after the loss of J.C. Holloway, Marcus James, and Eric De La Rosa. So I hated to lose those guys, you know, but I understood why. But I think that's, you know, as much as we're trying to develop good talent with our players, we're also trying to develop good young coaches, and these three guys have really stepped in and done a good job for us.